Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Talk time to talk a little high school sports. Larry Bluestein coming out with the South Florida High School Sports. You can hear him once a week also doing his high school show here on 560 The Joe WQM. Blue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great weekend. Started last night and certainly going to, as week nine already, playoffs are on the horizon, but still a couple weeks left, and that RPI ranking, that dreaded RPI ranking came out again this week, got a lot of people upset, but nevertheless, we move forward with some interesting matchups this evening, and that's the way we like it. We started out with a bang first couple of weeks, and a couple of weeks of a lull, and now we're hitting it the last 2-3 weeks of the season.
All right, well, let's get right to it. Can Deerfield Beach beat St. Thomas Aquinas? Do they have a chance to beat them? We know how talented they are. They got some really big-time D1 players. Can they beat one of the best teams St. Thomas looks like they've had for a while?
Yeah, you always have a chance to beat somebody, especially when you have talent. And last week we thought basically Plantation had a chance as well. They were undefeated, but it's a tough team. You're right. This is maybe from – I mean, and I don't want to get Wesley Carroll, the quarterback coach, angry. I mean, it's not the best offense they've had. It's a good offense, but they play off that defense, and that defense is as good as you get. I mean, they shut you down, and it's Michael Pratt, quarterback from Deerfield Beach, makes a huge difference, and he has since he's started playing with the team. It's going to come down to see if they can, if Deerfield can move the ball. St. Thomas always moves the ball well, but you're talking about a Deerfield team that has 4 shutouts in the last 5 games. Different animal here, though, guys. At home, St. Thomas is going to be tough to beat. It really is. I mean, it would be an upset. I mean, there's no dancing around it. It would be an upset if Deerfield won. St. Thomas has national championship plans. I mean, at least in the finishing the top 2 or 3 if they win out, and lots at stake. Deerfield's pretty much secured a playoff spot. They can get a little bit higher in the in their ranking, but. And it all depends on another game tonight we'll talk about in a little while, where how far Deerfield gets up in the rankings. But I think you got St. Thomas here. It's Deerfield's going to have to play the perfect game to win this game.
I got a question, because we always talk about the offense for St. Thomas, and you just brought up Deerfield Beach's defense. How good is St. Thomas's defense? Like, we talk a lot about the offense, right?
Yeah, as good as you get, Zach. I mean, they up front, they're tough to run against. Their secondary's crazy good. They fly to the ball, and they're well coached, and you got some really good coaches on the defensive side too. I mean, as good as you get. They're going to match up with anybody. I mean, De La Salle out in California, as we're finding out, is averaging 41 points a game. St. Thomas only gave up 14 against them. They're going to swarm. They're going to be the difference. The defense is going to set the tone for the game, and they got really good special teams.
All right. Chaminade, who I really like, is another top 5 team maybe here in South Florida. They got Vero Beach, who's won 59 straight regular season games.
Whoa.
Now, they've choked a little bit in the playoffs, but they 59 straight wins in the regular season's getting after it pretty good. What do you expect tonight in that one there?
Well, this was the other little game that I talked about, because if Chaminade could pull that ultimate upset, and it would be, I mean, Vero Beach, and University of Miami's been a beneficiary over the years with Dawkins and James Stewart and Bethel and those guys from that powerhouse up there. But if they pull the upset, it could open the way for Deerfield Beach, because they're in the same region as Vero Beach. you know, to maybe go up a peg or so. But this is going to be really tough. You watch Chaminade. I mean, they went up and dealt a blow to Delray Atlantic, a very physical football team. And this is a team just like that. The home crowd is crazy. They get there at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they do their cookouts. And this is a tough place to play. But, you know, you got to give Coach Damian Jones credit. They schedule everybody they can. You know, they schedule the top teams. This is going to be an uphill climb for them, but it's not out of the realm. They can do it. They've got the talent. They've shown it. And, you know, Central's next for them, but tonight's Paramount. You know, it's going to be a close one. Chaminade's got the chance. You know, you talk about giving them a chance, they have a chance. They're well-stocked, great running game, tremendous offensive line, very good defense. It's going to be one of the classics. We'll wish we could all go up there.
Blue, help me out on South Dade. Playing really well, undefeated. Yeah. Are they legit? I know they got Carroll City, who's been a little bit of a disappointment this year. I thought they had a better team than their record shows right now. Tell me about South Dade. Your thoughts?
We don't get it. We don't. You know, they don't play a challenging enough schedule. You know, they really don't. Coach Nate Hudson's done a great job. They just, you know, they played Columbus, and Columbus is kind of an erratic team this year, but we don't really know. And this is the type of game Carroll City's backs are against the wall. I think if they lose, they may not make a playoff spot, which is crazy because, you know, we all picked them at the beginning of the year to be right in the mix. You know, this is the type of game that Carroll City could win. You know, if they go up there and play, go down there and play well. But Sal, you got to give South Dade credit. They're very physical. They've met every challenge so far. I think you ride that train till it falls off. They're undefeated. One of the few undefeated. They're ranked number one in 8A in the state. Getting a lot of respect, but they still have to play that team that's going to punch them back. And they've only played one time, and that's
next week
against Columbus. So yeah, I just think that does South Dade want it more? Do they? Because if they win out, I mean, obviously they're going to have a home field advantage all the way.
Hey, Calvary Christian, never talk about them. Gulliver Prep, never talk about them, and they're both undefeated. Good game you expect in there?
You know what? You put it right. Neither team, because they're smaller schools, with Gulliver, they play at 4 o'clock in their home games. Tonight, they're in the spotlight. They're going to get some media attention. There's a few outlets that are going to be at that game. Both of them undefeated. They actually, right now, Calvary holds the number one seed over Chaminade in 3A, while you have a Gulliver Prep team that's in the top two. It really is going to come down to I think that with Gulliver's got size.
Lou, thank you for coming on, my man. Always appreciate you coming on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.